Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Clark Jolly is the conservative Republican we need as state treasurer. Nobody has more experience with state finances than Clark Jolly. Having received multiple 100% ratings from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Clark Jolly has a plan for battling Joe Biden's efforts to invade our financial privacy and Biden's attacks on oil, gas, and agricultural industries. Vote Clark Jolly for state treasurer. Authorized and paid for by Clark Jolly for state treasurer 2022. ClarkJolly.com.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, after some delays from rain and weather, coupled with intense heat and wind for an extended period, harvest is finally coming to a close in Oklahoma. This according to Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte, who gives us the latest update.
Right now, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, as of today, is calling the state 85% complete. So we still have harvest going along the I-35 corridor, kind of up around like Tonkawa, Blackwell, other regions of North Oklahoma. Also would be Medford, Deer Creek. Probably they are a little further along around the Pond Creek, Lamont area. And then we also have a little bit of remaining harvest going on in Northeast Oklahoma with soft red winter wheat as well as hard red winter wheat in that region. And then also harvest is also progressing along really nicely in the Panhandle regions with producers also moving into irrigated wheat now.
Schulte also gave an update on yields and test weights across the state.
You know, it just really was a tough year all the way around just due to the drought conditions all over the wheat corridor from southwest Oklahoma up into north central Oklahoma. You know, I think probably that USDA is right on with their estimate overall for statewide average to be at 27 bushels per acre. Certainly, as we've gotten up into the Tonkawa, Perry, Blackwell region, there are areas up there where it has not been uncommon for some of the yields to be making in the high 50s to maybe even low 60s. That's your real management intensive producers, probably looking at a mid 30 to low 40 average kind of in that region.
Right now, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission calling the state 85% complete on wheat harvest. Well, the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry has approved the Meat and Poultry Special Investigator Act of 2022. Senior farm broadcaster Ron Hayes says NCBA is not pleased with this act.
The Senate Agriculture Committee approving a couple of measures this week, including the Meat and Poultry Special Investigator Act, a measure that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has little use for. So says Vice President for Governmental Affairs, Ethan Lane.
It's a solution in search of a problem. You know, we have an agency inside USDA, the Packers and Stockyards Division, that is already charged with doing what this piece of legislation would ostensibly do. But they're 40% underfunded, 50% understaffed. They don't have the resources they need to complete their mission. But what PNS employees tell us is they do have the tools. They have what they need to subpoena if they need to. They have ways to escalate to litigation if they need to, through the appropriate channels. According to the actual agency employees, that's not the problem. They need money. They need resources to run their division.
Ethan Lane on NCBA's opposition to this special prosecutor. I'm Ron Hayes.
You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.